listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you about a good reminder that we find from Jude chapter 1 verse 5. There is only one chapter in the book of Jude, so it's Jude verse 5. And here's the good reminder. Let me read that verse to you. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. The Apostle Jude wanted to warn Christians about the danger of false teaching and false living in the church. After stating the danger, Jude didn't want his readers to react in the wrong way. So he assured them of the certain judgment of these dangerous people. He assured them of it by using three Old Testament examples that he assumed his readers would be familiar with. He did this by way of reminder, writing this, "But I want to remind you, though you once knew this." Jude knew that he wasn't telling them anything new. They already had been taught these examples, but they needed to hear it again and apply it to their present situation. Ideally, every Christian would read these allusions to the Old Testament and say, "Yes, Jude, I know exactly what you're talking about." If we don't know what Jude's writing about, it shows that we need to deepen our understanding of the Bible. You see, Jude was a wise teacher. He knew that we should never say of these primary truths, "Hey, everybody knows them, and so there's no need to go through them again." You see, even though these things are often heard, they are also often forgotten. Jude knew that the purpose of teaching among God's people isn't just to entertain Christians with constantly new things. Instead, much teaching is meant to awaken us to a serious meditation of the things that we've already heard and understood. The first example Jude wanted to remind them of was of the example of Israel in the days of the Exodus. This is what Jude wrote. "The Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt." In this, Jude reminded us of what happened in Numbers chapter 14. God delivered the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. They came out of Egypt into a place called Kadesh Barnea, on the threshold of the promised land. And they came without any unintended delays. But at Kadesh Barnea, the people refused to trust God and to go into the promised land of Canaan. Therefore, almost none of the adult generation who left Egypt entered into the promised land. Now, think of what God did for the people of Israel in this situation, and then how they responded to him. They experienced God's miraculous deliverance at the Red Sea. They heard his very voice at Mount Sinai. They received God's daily care and provision in the wilderness. Yet, they still lapsed into unbelief, and they never entered into the place of blessing and rest that God had for them. The result was tragic. Jude tells us again in verse 5, "Afterward he destroyed those who did not believe." Those who doubted and rejected God at Kadesh Barnea paid a bigger price than just not entering the promised land. They also received the judgment of God. Psalm 95 describes how the Lord reacted to them. This is what we read in verses 10 and 11 of Psalms 95. "For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, 'It is a people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways.' So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." The warning through Jude is clear. The people of Israel started out from Egypt well enough. They had plenty of blessings from God along the way, but they did not endure to the end because they did not believe God's promise of power and protection. This example gives us two lessons. First, it assures us that the dangerous certain men causing trouble would certainly be judged, even though they might have started out well in their walk with God. Jude is saying this about the men who troubled them in his day. Those certain men might have started out well, but so did the children of Israel. And afterward, God destroyed those who did not believe. Secondly, it warns us that we must also follow Jesus to the end and never be among those who did not believe. Brothers and sisters, the final test of our Christianity is endurance. Some start in this race, but never finish it. Determine yourself, for yourself, that for you in Jesus Christ, there's no turning back. And by His grace, you will be a finisher, not just a starter.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.